Hello, welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Cara Lawrence. Thanks for joining me. Coming up, we'll meet composer Alondra Vega Zaldivar on an episode of Elizabeth Blair's Listening to Ladies. But first, tonight is Art Hop Night in Kalamazoo, and among all the events downtown, the Kalamazoo Kids in Tune Orchestra will be playing at the Epic Center starting at 5:30 p.m. They'll play special arrangements of Tchaikovsky and Mahler and have some surprises as well. On a late Tuesday afternoon last month, I visited Millwood Magnet School, where Kalamazoo Kids in Tune is held 4 days a week. Young people in grades 3 through 11 were lugging their instruments down the hall into the band room and finding their seats in what has been called the youngest orchestra in Michigan. But for the last few weeks, the numbers have skewed a bit older. Many of the kids have their parents with them, not just to sit and observe. Oh no, they are playing instruments too, some for the first time. Here's a trip to the Families in Tune rehearsal.
Hi, my name is Heather Briegel McCord. I live here in Kalamazoo with my daughter and my husband, and I'm 33, and I work here too, and doing the Family Kids in Tune thing.
Okay, and tell me your name and a little about yourself.
Hi, my name is Ariana McCord. I go to Millwood Middle School. I'm 11 years old. I do Kids in Tune, and I think it's fun. I play a violin.
How long have you been playing a violin?
Since fourth grade.
Have you seen her improve?
Oh my gosh. I was going to say, she's up there in her room. Her bedroom's upstairs and our bedroom's downstairs. I can just hear her playing along. She just does so well, and I can't believe the progress she's made in the last couple of years that she's been playing. It's just amazing.
Now, have you seen Heather improve from your point of view?
A ton. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Okay, thank you. So, you're going to with our D minor scale. D minor scale. Who can raise their hand and tell me the key signature of D minor? Tobin.
One flat.
Parents, if you don't know the D minor scale, that's okay. Participate as you're able. If you need to sit out, that's...
Dustin Whaling. Just a father of a house full of boys. My work is... I'm a software engineer, so... nothing, not really much in the way of the arts, so this has been, last time I did much with anything artistic was back in my youth, really, so it's been very interesting, yeah.
What made you decide to sign up for this chance to play in an after-school program with your son?
I like to be involved with their school career anyway. All the boys have actually had some musical interest, and they've all played an instrument in school. So when this opportunity came up, it seemed like they all did it, might as well give it a shot. The understanding was that the parent was gonna play whatever the kid played in orchestra, so I'm just thankful it wasn't trombone.
What instrument are you playing?
So that would be cello in this case.
Yeah. Would you give me your full name and a little bit about yourself?
Tobin Whaling, and I like to play a lot of instruments like cello and piano and things like that.
Would you tell me what grade you're in?
Sixth.
Was it weird to have Dad in the same orchestra with you, and has he improved?
Yeah, he's improved. It's been fun, like helping him learn parts of the new song that we're playing.
Do you ever practice at home together?
Yeah,
we try to practice every day. Actually keep my cello in my office near my desk, so sometimes between calls I'll try and work on it a little bit so I'm ready when he gets home, because if they're out in the living room and just kind of floating around bored or whatever, even if they start to get at each other's throats, I could literally pick up the cello and just start practicing, and then like minutes later he'll show up with his cello. And it's But it's been cool. That's how, I mean, that's a good indicator of how nice it's been, how much fun it's been to, like, learn to play together, to have him teach me something, which is, it's been neat. It's been cool. A lot of fun.
Are you excited about the Art Hop show?
Excited and nervous, of course. Never been big on crowds or being in public. It's not uncommon, though, either. But I would definitely do it again next year. You know, we're looking at getting his own cello. So now, so that, you know, he's getting good enough and serious enough. So we'll have one around the house. So, you know, maybe I'll keep playing even outside of the program, playing with him and stuff. I would like that.
Good strings, A, and then 2 and 3 double stops, please.
My name is Ben Goodbranson, and I am the artistic director at Kalamazoo Kids in Tune. And during the daytime, I also teach elementary and middle school orchestra at Kalamazoo Public Schools. We're always looking for new and interesting ways to get our students involved around the community, and just to use the power of music to build community among students and their families as well. And so Families in Tune is something that we have piloted in years past. It's a period of time, this year it happens to be 1 month, where we invite any families who are interested to come and immerse themselves in the world that is Kids in Tune. So parents get to come and take lessons with the same instructor as their students. They get to come and participate in orchestra rehearsals, and they'll be performing in a concert with us. And also, they get to spend time at home working with their students on the music, the repertoire, and their instruments. And so part of the idea is really to build that community and to give the parents and the students some commonalities to bond over for this period of time where they can otherwise, or they might not otherwise have that intentional time together at home. But through music, the families, the parents, and the students can spend that time at home practicing and just having positive interactions with each other.
I'm curious, as a teacher yourself, teachers are often kind of specialized in putting their material directly for a certain age group, but here you have two very, very far apart age groups. What is it like to teach adults and children together?
Yeah, so it's definitely a unique challenge, but it's also kind of at the heart of what is Kids in Tune and a collaborative group effort to make these strange hybrid ensembles work. And so we've kind of been doing it on some level at Kids in Tune for a long time. At the elementary program, we've always put a very young first day students, like, throw them in the orchestra, give them something that they can play, and just squeak along with us, friend, and eventually you'll start making music. This is kind of in that same vein. Parents are just encouraged to play at whatever level they can. Some parents they played in high school, and so they're like brushing off an old dusty instrument. Others have never played anything before. Some are choosing to play a new instrument because they're already proficient in something else. But also, a lot of it comes down to our arrangements as well. So Adam Shoemaker is our, like, in-house arranger this year, and he's done a fabulous job of whatever piece that we're playing, there is an appropriate level for any person to play with us.
I'm speaking with Natalie Glass, who is a young French horn player, side by side with her mom, Jeannie, who has joined the program for this year for the concert on March 1st. Natalie, I'd like to learn a little bit about why you play music and what it's like to play with your mom. Maybe you could talk about that.
So, how I joined band is kind of accidental, but now I'm glad that I stuck with it. Because it's been a lot of fun.
Why French horn?
I don't know. I really don't know.
She's the only one. I think she likes that.
Kind of, but it can be difficult when you're the only one with your part. So if you screw up your part, then there's no one to kind of fall back on.
Now, when you started playing French horn alongside Natalie Jeannie, did she help in any way?
Oh, she definitely did. She got out her beginner book and marked a lot of pages with post-it notes for me to help me learn. And she helped me with the scales, and it was a lot of fun.
Do you like playing in this young orchestra?
Yes, I do. I've learned a lot, actually, in the couple lessons that we've had. I was surprised by the things I didn't know. We just had a lesson in brass theory, so that was cool.
Are you nervous or excited about your concert coming up at the Epic Center, Natalie?
Very much nervous, but I think it's kind of normal, especially among younger musicians who don't have as much experience. And playing in public, not just like in the school cafeteria, it's nerve-wracking.
Will you be glad to see a lot of people show up to hear the concert?
Kind of, but the more people means if I mess up at all, more people are gonna hear, so.
Because we want the audience to know like we're not done, okay? So, but the last time, you'll just go crazy. Now, one thing that is happening, if you play this bass line, it is your job to not let this slow down. So, if we hold these notes their full value and make them very legato. To really drag out and feel real rubbery. So if you're playing that part, I need you to put a little space between them. Feel like you have very fast air, fast bows. Da, 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 da. Let it go forward, okay? Let's hear just that part. From measure three. One, two, measure three.
I'm Megan Cook. I'm the mom of Anne and Jimmy Cook in the Kids in Tune program.
Do you have any thoughts on music itself? Why it's a special thing? I think you're demonstrating it partly, but if you have been thinking about why it's special, I'd like to hear your thoughts.
It's just, it adds something to not only the kids, like growing up in schools and everything. I've been in band since I was in sixth grade, and I feel very fortunate that they got to start earlier. It just brings something else to their education. It gives them, you know, they use the math in when they're counting the music and everything. And even I'm sure English comes into it too, and just learning where the music is coming from. It can add just that extra part of education that might be missing in the classrooms.
We heard the voices of Families in Tune participants Megan Cook, Jeannie Glass and Natalie Glass, Dustin Whaling and Tobin Whaling, Heather McCord and Ariana McCord, and Artistic Director Ben Gudbranson. Their big concert is tonight starting at 5:30 downtown at the Epic Center during the Kalamazoo Art Hop. For more information, visit the Kalamazoo Kids in Tune Facebook page.